Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and tonight is your nursing home show. What we're trying to do is turn nursing homes into accessible housing by trying to get rid of this plague, the nursing homes, that is. We are trying to get people together to join together and help us do this. It's a difficult topic. It's been tried many, many times, and this time you have a lot of people interested. So there's a lot of, talk about having, the nursing home, changed into accessible housing. Many, many people are, in nursing homes. They can't work. They can't do anything. And this is their life. And nobody wants that. So what we're trying to press for is no more nursing homes. Change the actual building into accessible housing. There's so many people who are out and about, and they don't have a home. And they would have a home if the government stood up and said, hey, people who were normally in nursing homes, should actually have a home on their own. I think this is the plague of everything that we're trying to get rid of. I do have our co-host, and he was the one who suggested the topic. So I'd like him to share. Okay, hold on. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Every person, not only disabled or elderly, every person potentially has that plague of a nursing home hanging over their head. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Oh, I think about it all the time.
Tomorrow, God forbid tomorrow, somebody gets injured or hurt to the point where, they can't move or whatever, they're going to need rehab. And especially if they have assets, they're more vulnerable to be pushed in to a nursing home, be coerced in, convinced or what have you. So everyone should be concerned about this. And people that I talk to who are very shocked to find out, they don't know that the state can come along and put them into a nursing home under certain
circumstances,
certain criteria that that's something that happens to them. They're not aware of that. But the state operates like that.
Yeah, they do.
Matter of fact, I think they even look for people.
That's the truth.
In nursing homes. They fill the place up to, and of course the money.
Oh, yeah.
So, now why do we say a nursing home is a plague? Well, a plague is horrible, it's contagious. It can kill you. It can make you suffer. It can deteriorate your mind, your body. And that's what this nursing homes do.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give people. They don't. You got to stop interrupting me.
Sorry,
you
I
talk
have a.
Not,
sorry
I'll
about
let
that.
You talk.
Okay.
You got a horrible habit of interrupting people.
Sorry.
You can't keep doing
it. Didn't mean that.
And this plague is throughout the country and throughout the world, perhaps, many, many other countries. So if you watch our show tonight at 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, now if you're in the city, you get it on 1997. If you're in, you can also get it on Verizon Files in New York City, 35, RCN 80-84. If you're dealing with the internet, or the smartphone so-called, you can get it on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3, 11 o'clock tonight. We sent out a couple of tweets on it, so look for those. But the first program ever that I know of that is advertising the solution to the nursing home, the solution that would remove this plague and turn it into something good, accessible housing. So watch the show, read the petition, sign it, give it to your friends, because anyone that you know could wind up in a nursing home. Yes, some people are more vulnerable, some people are closer to that happening than other people, but nevertheless, it can happen to anyone. So everybody ought to sign it. Everybody should be concerned. Hey, why do we need these places? A person could remain in their own home, be a lot safer, better off, happier. They could have their, let's say they have a pet dog, an animal, cat, or whatever, that they can enjoy and makes them feel good. You can't have that in a nursing home. It's not your home. Some place where somebody stuck you because they want your money. They want you to get the plague. That's what it is. Now, before I shut up, if Lorraine is listening, if you're on the line, please come in and give us an update on your aunt. All right, I'm going to turn the show over to Susan.
Yeah.
Show.
Okay. Hold on a minute. You want me to tell you about my aunt or
No, I want to hear. I know about your aunt. I want to hear about Lorraine's aunt.
That's what
is
I
she
thought.
On the line?
Okay. I don't know. Let me look. No.
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Let's remind everyone. She called in last night to say how her aunt fell out of bed,
mm-hmm.
and how she was previously in the hospital. I don't know the chronological order of this, but I'm assuming she was previously in the hospital with an infection and came back and still had the infection. Now, we got to get more detail. I've heard of cases like this all the time in nursing homes, you know, where the hospital just wants to send you back. It's a horrible place.
It is.
All right, so tell us about the tweets. What's going on with the tweets?
Tweets are doing well. I did a total of three today. I'm going to do one more about, you know, tonight's show. I have that already typewritten. And it's doing well. I really, you know, it's relaxing to think about how you could change. I'm sorry?
Give us details. What do people say? What do they think? What are they looking? What are they, how many? You know, you got to.
How many? Okay, let me look.
Radio, you got to. Really spell it out, people.
Okay. Sorry, I mean, some things I'm good at and some things I not, and I'm learning as I go along, and thank you for giving me that opportunity. I just have to go back to our page on Twitter. This one has very little, and I don't know why. Oh, no, it doesn't. It went up. Okay, 294 impressions. Let's see, 21 engagements, 11 detail expands, and profile visits, 5.
What time did that one go out?
That was a while. It went maybe like in the afternoon that went out.
Well, that's not bad. 300 people.
Yeah. It's not bad at all.
Yeah. What that is? That's good. In other words, people are looking at these things. People are responding.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And hopefully a lot of them are going to go sign a petition because they agree with us. know, that these nursing homes are horrible and outdated and are like the plague. So that's one tweet. Find another one.
That's one tweet. I have another one. Nursing homes are like the plague, like we said. And then it says, help us turn them into accessible housing. Listen tonight on Blog Talk Radio, Intersight Info, search for tonight's show. And then that one was a little lower, but I'm going to give it another day or two, and then I'll give you the answer on that one.
And did you call
there too? Yeah, hold on. I have one, I think.
You got to remind them, especially on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tomorrow night we'll be on local, 9:30, channel 20.
Right. I don't have that one yet. That was one of them I had to post, I think.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you don't have it? Just read it.
I didn't put it up yet. The one for the TV shows, the one, the 11 o'clock one. I have to put it up.
Well, you should have put that up all day in all of them.
I was at the dentist office with blood, so I'm just, you know, getting over that a little.
You got to tweet that tonight and remind people to watch.
Yeah, I will. I'll do it right after the show.
Yeah, and
I mean,
you know, our response last night to Lorraine's story, that horrible story, and worth repeating tonight because it's a proper response. You know, that the governor should immediately declare an emergency situation and allow the home health aides to go into the nursing homes and stand by and make sure that people don't go rolling out of bed. I mean, the money is there for that. They get paid for it. The governor doesn't have to put up any money for it. Let them do their thing. Now, that shows you the horrible attitude that these politicians have toward us. That they don't care enough to keep a person safe in a bad environment. Bad, you know, it goes from bad to worse. Somebody falls over.
It sure does.
So that's our Intersight response to that. And
definitely.
You know, who knows who heard us, who didn't hear us, who wants to hear us. You never know. You never know who's listening.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping that she'll come on a little later. She had her show before I was. Yeah.
All right, we're brought to you by
maybe she went to see her aunt because it was kind of a scary thing. She went to the hospital to see her maybe. I don't know.
Did you hear me doing a commercial?
During the commercial, you said? No, I'm having a very hard time hearing you. Sorry?
You're on the air. Pay attention.
I am. I just can't hear you. Have my hearing aids on and still I can't hear you well.
Turn up your volume.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Hold on. I just did that. I switched ears also. No, this one's maxed. The other one, let's see the other one. Ow.
All right. Intersight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we certainly thank her for her help over the years. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So use that. Go onto the website and see all the Akitas. And we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their promotion of tonight's show on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 11 o'clock tonight, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel on your internet. And don't forget to watch. Sign the petition. All right. SILO. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, the phone number right here in Suffolk County, New York. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, where you can buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Our buddy Anthony Kennedy, and the best prayers and wishes to his wife to get well. All right, Inner Sight, you need dog food, cat food? Check out Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. I'm going to write it down. Dog food, cat food, free charge. And medical, when they're able to do it, you know, they do it all on donation. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, to mention a few. And Athena, of course, thank God, still with us. All the others we mentioned have passed away. We mentioned Athena because we believe she's quite an example. And her mom, Maria, keeping her out of the horrible institution. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Why don't we roll the Able News? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for you. I didn't Able hear news. Anything. Oh, Able News. Okay. Sorry about that. Jeez. I need new hearing aids.
Inner Sight, Able News.
Here it is. It's coming.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and we thank Angela for her promotion of Inner Sight. And we express that thanks by promoting her paper, of course. All right, let's see. Inner Sight nursing home show tonight. And what was it, about a week or so ago?
Yeah.
Jose Delgado from Silo, he's the executive director, told me that there is a great need, especially in Suffolk County, for accessible housing. So we're right on the money with that.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We don't need these damn nursing homes. There's no need for them if the law is changed and new programs are put in place to replace these horrible old programs that are just really abusing people. You know, I mean, what they're not doing anything to help people. They're not keeping people out of nursing homes. They're not even getting them out that well. So, the great need, and we're going to, of course, express that in October to the news media. We have our first news conference.
Which is awesome. All right. I can't. I'm sorry.
Here's Susan.
I can't hear you for nothing. I'm going to have to maybe call back in. I don't know.
What? Hello?
I said I'm having trouble hearing. I don't know why. I need new hearing aids, I think. Well, I could replace the battery. While you were talking, I put new batteries in and everything. It just sounds very low. Very, very low.
Well, you can talk.
I'm sorry?
You can talk. Talk.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I don't know when I'm cutting you off, though. It's hard. I don't want to cut you off. Yeah. But what I was thinking of also, so remember how we did an event and it brought us money to help out and stuff like that, the people who need it? Well, we did an event for Milton, so we're going to be doing similar, right, for the nursing home. So, or actually the nursing home people who are in the nursing homes themselves. So, Frank, what do you think about, you know, doing something like that, the way in which I love the food was awesome. I loved all of that. It was great. We did a really good job on all that. But I'm wondering if we can, you know, do that and maybe run more than one event to help people understand, you know, all the things that they need, we need to change about the nursing homes and actually start doing it, make the change happen, you know?
Doing what? What is it you want to do? Be specific.
Well, I was thinking of just, you know, like when you did some of the raffles, we could do even some, people talking about how they were in nursing homes and stuff like that and how it changed them or whatever. Whatever the case may be, you know, we got to get rid of the plague, and the plague is the nursing home. You know, have people know what it is, and then maybe they'll talk. Who knows?
Well, the first thing we got to do is get names on that petition.
Yeah, the petition. Yeah, we still got a 107 on that.
Got to get names. How many names we got?
107. Hasn't gone up unless I put money.
107 names, right?
Yep.
Well,
I'm listed as a supporter, not as a signer. I mean, that's so bizarre. I don't
you
know why they do that.
You got to reach out to people. I told you this months ago.
No,
reach
I am. I'm going to go in the mall. But some of them are closed.
No,
some of the stores are closed. It's been difficult. I go there to see if I find somebody. And then it's really empty, to say the least. You know?
Reach out to these groups that don't want nursing homes. You know,
oh, like
adapt
or something.
Say,
right? Well, yeah.
Listen to me.
I'm sorry, Kenny. Well, I won't talk then if I can't hear you.
The people who it affects the most, people like in ADAPT, Disabled in Action, there's two groups right there. You got to reach out to them. Send them an email.
I plan to. And give time for us to... Oh, I see. Okay.
Tell them about the petition.
Yeah.
All those groups. The independent living centers all over.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I have a lot of names, and I'll start calling from before.
We had a list. You never did anything with that.
I didn't have all the. I wasn't expecting. I'm sorry, I can't hear very well.
So.
Go ahead.
We need to get more names on the petition, and that means we gotta contact people, reach out to people.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it, and get people to post it, pass it around, put it up. Wherever you can.
Yeah, that's Frank, that's the hardest thing to do, right? Once you put it up, it's up there, then you have to think of something else, you know, to put it as a show and then put that thing up there the same time of the week that you did the one from the week before. That's the only thing that's difficult. I don't see it anywhere else that it's really, really difficult, you know? But I feel that if we did what, like we did with Milton, I think we'd be okay. I think we would have more names.
It's a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
You have to get to the people that it affects. You know, get the email
Yeah, I need that badly.
Get the email of the international person of ADAPT.
Okay.
Disabled in Action. And start there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds
and
like a plan.
And let them get their members to sign the petition.
That'd be great. It would
invite
be. Help us out a lot. Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Don't just sit there all day and think about yourself and with these damn friggin' doctors. That's what's wrong with you.
Mm.
That's all you ever think about and talk about.
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm thinking about how I could help you
every
with
day
the inner sight.
You're bringing up these stupid-ass doctors. They're not going to do anything for you. Get
oh, no, I have
out.
To get... I have to get what they have been giving me and give it to Dr. Sue and say, can you give me something natural? Natural.
You're doing the tweets. Use them.
Okay.
You know, send them in an email to these people from ADAPT. And,
okay. If I don't know any of their names or whatever, I'll ask Jose to give me some more of the names and stuff so I can, you know, call people.
Get some information. You got to spread the word.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I see it coming together, though, which is a good idea, but I have to move a little faster on the pace with it. You know, I need to definitely get, you know, more people involved to help me out and also let me, you know, help out the best I could as well. So between whatever I say and somebody else says, we could join and have a great, you know, petition. We need the petition to be signed more than anything.
Well, see if you can find a friend or a partner that'll help you with it.
Yeah. It's going to help immensely if they can help me with it. So, you know, what's really strange, I find it people should be coming to us too, you know, and it's really, you know, not that hard to come to an advocacy organization. I don't, you know, maybe I don't see it as something being difficult. You know, I see that, oh, we could help you. Okay, come to us. But that's not the way they're sort of feeling. They're sort of, you know, staying with their own thoughts and stuff like that. That's what I've noticed. But I'm going to try really hard to break them out of that habit and be with them and let them talk and how they feel about the nursing homes. All of that can go into the petition and why you did it is a little comment section, and you could put stuff in the comment section why you know, signed the petition and what your goals are or whatever the case may be, you know.
If you can get an email list from Silo.
Yeah, that's what I want.
For people to sign the petition.
That's right.
Do it that way.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Whatever. You know, a little bit each day.
That's it. Even if I could do 10, that would be awesome. You know? That'd be really a start.
Let people know about the petition. A lot of people don't know about it.
No, they don't. I think a nice email would be good. It definitely would help a lot. And put the link to the actual petition online. This way, if they choose to go online and sign it, they can. If they choose just to get a piece of paper, I'm going to also, you know, put it in the email where they could just download it and, you know, fill out and send it to us.
Yeah, well, you got to send them that. Send it to them and tell them that. Not just talk about it.
No, I have to. I just got all the paperwork out of a box that I had it in because I didn't want to lose it. It was just too precious to me to lose it.
While we're on the air, why don't you look up ADAPT, see what you get. Let's see if we get an email.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look on it on my phone. Hold on.
Look it up. Right.
Probably
now.
Will get it. International ADAPT. Why am I? Oh, this is horrible. Sorry, Frank.
See if you can get an email for them, and we'll send
you
an email.
Oh, wait a minute here. International ADAPT.
I'm a petition. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Where you can have lunch, dinner, catering. Shelby's Kitchen, Belport, New York. My good friends Tom and Michelle run it, own it. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. So go over and have a nice time and get some good food, and you will undoubtedly see the presence of Milton at Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Inner Sight, anybody out there, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. It's our nursing home program tonight. And the subtitle is Nursing Homes Are a Plague. And they are, in so many different ways.
I have something, but I don't know if this is the right ADAPT. I'm just going to run it past you. It's a convention that they use, you know, ADAPT International Convention. And everybody sort of, I guess, goes to this. In December, it's there. I don't think this is the right thing. Let me look again. I really don't.
Sounds like it is. What does it say?
It is?
I mean, do you see people there in wheelchairs and all that?
Not really. I don't see a lot of people handicapped, for that matter, or on a wheelchair, or just, you know, walking around with canes, crutches, nothing like that. It was just a, you know, to get ready for their conference. You know? Hold on, let me look another way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, adapt.com or .org or...
Okay, let me try.
You know, could be either one of those.
I'm going to try org first, and then we'll see what happens.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night a subject to be announced. Friday's the funnies, so come on down and have a great time and whip it up Friday. Sweet Pepper Treat will be here with a couple of funny songs. Louie will be out.
Aww.
He's always. And, who else? Who knows who else?
I
Friday
do.
Night
Pepper Treat.
On the Frolics.
Yeah. Sweet Pepper Treat. She's going to be coming. Yeah. I
and
found
once
something,
again,
so.
Once again, if you are in a nursing home and you need help, contact us. 631-224-3090. The email is innersight1620@gmail.com. So, you know, if you're having any kind of trouble in there or you feel your rights have been violated, anything, call us and we'd be happy to help as much as we can. If you're trying to keep a person out of a nursing home and you need help, call us. The biggest thing with that is money to pay the aides where the state won't help you. So call us. Maybe we could get a fundraiser going for you.
That's right.
We'd be happy to look into that and see if we could help. anyone who
That's right.
trying to keep a loved one out of a nursing home. All right, you found ADAPT?
Yeah, under ADAPT.org. And they're talking about that woman who passed away, who was Judy Herman.
Judy Herman, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Judy
Herman, I think. I'm sorry. Oh, geez, my hearing sucks. I can't hear a damn thing.
All right. So
what did you say?
Do you find an email where they a contact?
Oh, yeah, I'll look. Yeah, I'll look.
Email. And then we'll send them a note.
Something, yeah.
Write them an email and send it right on the air.
Yeah, we could do that. We've done it before.
Sure, we could do it.
Oh, I don't like the way they have this. They have contact us forms, and there's not one email that I'm seeing yet. You know, wait, here. Okay.
Well, I have to have some kind of contact number or something.
Yeah, well.
Phone number,
okay, this
email.
Is a weird one, and it looks like we don't have one. So thank you for signing up for ADAPT emails. I didn't even sign up yet. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. This is crazy. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of things on one page where you're supposed to fill out absolutely everything except for your firstborn, seriously speaking. All right, I'm going to actually try something.
New York, 839, inner sight.
Where is
make
it?
That
I'm sorry.
Make that 836, inner sight, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, I'll do it right away once I get off the air.
What?
I said, once I get off the air, I'm going to send one of the other emails, but I can't even get the email to send it for you right now.
Why can't you get the email?
Because they have those form-type emails where you put in your name, you put in everything, but there's barely any room for you to put
in
anything else.
Put it
it's like...
Right. Inner sight.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean,
what's the big thing?
Let's try. We got nothing to lose.
Can you do it?
I'm going to try, yeah. Hold on. Let me just check and see where the email is.
Inner sight, Blog Talk Radio.
No, I thought you were using Inner Sight 1620. I'm sorry.
Well, you put that, that's our email. Yeah, you put that in.
Yeah, yeah. We have to contact them.
Just tell them who we are.
What. Yeah, I know.
It comes from the inner site, 1620, gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Oh,
all right,
wow.
So what information do they want?
You want to know what I said? Oh, wow, this is on the ADAPT page. And it says, ADAPT calls on Congress to pass the Disability Integration Act and stop needless deaths of disabled. I don't know what that's in reference to, but it doesn't sound too good about needless deaths. That bothers me. You know?
I don't know what that is, but I want to send them an email. Tell them about the show tonight and try to get people to sign a petition.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I'm just trying to figure out where it is. Contact us. It must be there. I don't know.
You
no, you have to still
a,
fill it out, so we'll fill it out. Yeah, we'll fill it out.
Well, let's just fill out
you ready?
The form and turn it in.
That's what I'm going to do. I said that to you. Yeah, I said that.
Go read it, and I'll tell you what to put in.
Okay. Name... You know, that stuff I know already, so I'm going to put it in.
Inner sight.
Oh, you want me to put inner sight in there instead of Frank Barina?
Yeah.
They have a text paragraph that I could just write freely, and
just
I could
put
say...
Frank Barina of inner sight.
Of inner sight, okay.
That way they'll have both.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. All right. The email we're going with, INNERSIGHT, 1620?
Yeah, 1620.
Okay. Yeah, at
gmail.
Right.
.com.
I think everybody uses Gmail now. Mostly everybody. Okay, and that. Here it comes. Okay. All right, now it's paragraph text. You got to just write.
All right. This email
this
is being sent to you
email.
Live
okay,
from a radio program being heard around
okay.
the world.
Okay. This email is brought to you live broadcasting or broadcast all over the world? Broadcasting, right?
From our radio program being heard all over the world.
Okay. This email is brought to you live and heard all around the world?
This email.
Yeah.
Is being sent to you.
Okay, this email.
From our radio
is,
program.
Okay. Being sent.
All around the world.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Spoke to you live, right? I want to make sure I get everything in there.
Yeah.
You live and I got and heard, but I got to take that out. So what is it brought to you live?
And being heard all around the world.
Okay, sounds good. This email is sent to you live.
Tonight is on
being heard
show.
Around the world. Being heard around the world.
Tonight
okay, we got.
Nursing
okay.
home show.
Okay. Oh, come on. Tonight is the nursing home
on
show.
Nursing home show. Being televised.
Okay. Being televised. T-E-L.
On Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Okay.
At 11 o'clock.
Okay, wait a minute. You need to slow down a bit.
11 o'clock.
Okay. Tonight is the nursing home show being televised. And then that's all I got.
Being televised on Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Televised. On MNN. You want me to put the whole thing in or just that?
Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Right.
Well, they know what it is.
Org. Okay. Yeah.
At 11 o'clock New York time tonight.
Yeah. 11 p.m. Sorry. P.m. What else? Sorry, I missed it. At 11 p.m. tonight.
Tonight.
All right. Yeah. And that's it?
It's the first show that gives the solution.
Yes,
to the
sure. It is.
By turning them in to accessible housing.
Right.
Please re-sign our petition.
Okay. 11 p.m. tonight, it is the first show, right? Am I getting that right? Show.
First show.
Yeah.
The first show to. Let's say it. First show to.
Something about
to,
bringing it live or something like that. I don't know.
Tell me what you got left. I'll fix it up.
I'm sorry?
What'd you write?
Okay. This email is sent to you live, being heard around the world. Okay. Tonight is the nursing home show being televised on MNN.org at 11 p.m. tonight.
Go back.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
This email has been, read it again. What'd you say?
Yeah, this email is being sent. that sound okay?
To you, yeah.
Okay, sent to you, correct, live, heard around the world. I took out being
from,
over there and I put
from
just put
a radio show.
Yeah, it's heard. Live on our radio show, is that better?
This email is being sent to you from our radio show.
Okay.
Being heard all around the world.
Okay. This email is being sent to you.
That's where it's coming from. You understand?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I just have to rewrite
it. Well, write
it.
That. I got to tell you
I
what
am.
To write. You don't know what to
yeah,
write.
Yeah, I know. I'm just very
what
slow lately.
Did you go to?
I'm trying, Frank. That's all I
You
can
went
say.
To the moron college. The wrong one. I mean, come on, man. You don't even know what to write.
No, it's my hearing. I am having trouble hearing you. I need new hearing aids. I told you that. You don't call somebody with a hearing impediment or impaired hearing, you know, that they're a moron. When they can't hear you, it's just that they can't hear you. It's not that they're a moron.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm telling you, I'm not hearing you well. Jeez, I hate these hearing aids. I hate being disabled. I'm sorry? See, I can't hear you. You drop off on your last thing and I can't hear you. I'm telling you that from the beginning. I can't hear you. This email is being... I'm going to rewrite it. That's all. How about that? Okay. This email, okay, is being sent to you live, heard, right?
From our radio show.
Oh, fuck. Live on a radio show?
Yes.
Live on radio, oh, jeez, show. Okay, ready. What else you need?
That is being heard around the world.
Okay. A radio show that is being heard. Is
around the world.
Yep, being heard around the world. Got it. Then I'm going to write televised on MNN.
Please.
Is that right?
No. Please
okay,
watch.
Please. Okay, we watch. Okay.
Please watch.
Okay. Please watch. Yeah.
Our television show tonight.
Our TELEV.
At 11.
Television show.
New
tonight.
York time.
Okay. Tonight at 11 p.m. New York time. I'm glad I rewrote it. I had a lot of missing stuff.
Which will carry
okay.
The solution.
Yeah.
To the nursing home.
Which will carry the solution?
Which will carry
okay.
The solution.
That's what I got.
For the nursing homes.
To the nursing home.
Turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just still writing. Okay. To the nursing home.
Did you put
okay.
it where and when they can watch the show?
I didn't hear you right now. I'm trying very hard. I said New York time, which will carry the solution to the nursing home. That's all I got so far.
Did you put in the time of when and where they can watch the show?
Yes, I did. I said, please watch our television show tonight at 11 p.m. New York time, which will carry
on
the solution.
You got to tell them. We're going to watch it.
Yeah, tonight. I'll tell them tonight. Okay, hang on here. All right, so please watch our television show tonight, day, right? And Wednesday, what's today's date? The 8th, no, 10th, or the 9th, one of them. What
August
is today's
9th.
Date? I don't have my thing on. Tonight, Wednesday, let's see. Do you know today's date, Frank?
August 9th.
Okay, August 9th. August. Okay, thank you. 9th.
11.
20.
New York time on Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Okay. New York time on MNN. I could write that all out in a minute. I'm just going to quickly write it.
Now, read it back to me because you're getting me so damn confused on this stuff.
Don't worry. I'm just as confused. Which will carry the solution to the nursing home? Should I say problem or crisis? I think it's a crisis more, but I don't know. I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, you could put that in there. See, now you're thinking. Think, man. Think.
Which will carry the solution to the nursing home crisis. I like that. Sounds good. All right, let me read it to you. Okay, this email is being sent to you live on the radio show that is being heard around the world. Please watch our television show tonight.
Did you put in the site in the beginning?
Yeah, I did. Why?
Frank Perino Intersite?
Yeah, it's already at the top. You have your email and your full name. Okay.
So read it.
Then I'm sorry?
Read it.
Okay. The email is being sent to you live on a radio show. That's what it said here when I wanted to make it Blog Talk
from
Radio, but I'll
radio
be on a radio show. What?
From a radio show, not on. From. We're
sending
it
okay,
from the
I'm
show.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. Oh, jeez, I hate my hearing loss. I do. How many times I make messes
stop
with it?
Maybe you did better.
Yeah, true. I had one or two things I heard very well from you, and the rest of it, it's
come on,
just,
let's finish this while we're on the air.
I know, I see it. Just, okay, live from a radio show that is being heard around the world. Please watch our television show tonight, Wednesday, August 9th, 2023, at 11 p.m. New York time on MNN. I put it there, but I don't know if that's a good spot. I could always
on Manhattan
it.
Neighborhood Network, they're not going to know what MNN is.
Okay, I'm going to type it out. It's not that I'm going to leave it MNN. Which will carry the solution to the nursing home crisis. How's that sound?
Turn all nursing homes into accessible housing.
Okay. And that should be the end?
For more details, go to our petition and please read it.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute.
That's the email.
Turn nursing homes. And I want to try and finish this before the show is over. You're right. Nursing homes accessible housing into ACCESSIBLE accessible.
For more details, please click on our petition. Read it and sign it.
Okay. Okay. Accessible housing. Okay, let me just get back on that. Okay, that's where I'm going to put it. I'm going to say comma. For more details, well, no, is that where we write for more details, or you want me to do the, yeah, for more details. That's correct. Okay. For
more details, more. Read our petition,
yeah,
and please sign
details.
It.
Details, yeah. Details.
And give them, tell them what I want.
Yeah. Read our petition, P-E-T-I-T-O-N, petition. Okay, for more details, read our petition on change.org. Oops, change. Oopsie.
And please sign it.
Yep. Change.
That's it.
Yeah, right? I made you lose a few of your hair. For more details, read our petition on change.org. And I don't even want me
and
to put a phone number.
And
oh, yeah, please sign
it.
Yes, please sign our petition. For more details, read our petition on change.org and sign it. That's all I wrote.
Please.
Right? Because I'm running out of room.
But please.
What?
Please sign it.
Yeah. And please.
You can put the inner side phone number there if you want.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you going to send it?
Yeah, give me a second. I just want to do a quick once-over and take out the top section that I wanted to leave there until we got it fully typed out. All right. This email is being sent. I was just about to tell you. This email is being sent to you live from a radio show that is being heard around the world. Please watch our television show tonight, Wednesday, August 9, 2023, at 11 p.m. New York time on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I just have to expand that and write that out. Which will carry the solution to the nursing home crisis. Okay, and then I wrote, turn nursing homes into accessible housing. For more details, read our petition on change.org and please sign it.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Let me just finish writing out MNN. I didn't get a chance to do that.
Yeah, you should spell that out because they're not going to know what
that
means.
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
90 seconds. We just made it in time. I'm going to send it. Seriously. Okay. All right. Neighborhood Network. All right. We got that. That's it. Right? Why isn't typing in text? All right, so we're good. We're good. I'll just send it. All right? Frank, you there? Oh, I hate these hearing aids. Sorry, guys. I think we're good. We're going to send this now. I hope that he can hear me because I cannot. It's something with the blog and my hearing both at the same time. New York time on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And that's going to be at 11 p.m. this evening, just to give everybody a heads up. All right. Everybody have a really good day. And we're going to be sending this off to ADAPT and see where they can join us. I'm going to put his phone number, and we should be good. All right. Thank you, everybody. Call us whenever you'd like to at 631-224-3090. And have a pleasant evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.